From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The latest Department of Labor jobs report shows 266,000 new jobs in November with an unemployment rate of 3.5%, which remains a record 50-year low. Along those lines, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a rule last week to help move more able-bodied recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program towards self-sufficiency and employment. He says the rule restores the system that Congress intended, assistance through difficult times, not a way of life. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is excited about the prospects of getting back to business globally in reaction to the recent announcement of a U.S.-China trade deal. Duval tells AgriMarketing.com, "We appreciate the administration's initiative and look forward to further progress towards resolving this trade battle." He says, "We're eager to learn the details of China's commitment to purchase more ag products and encourage the administration to continue building on the announced progress." Land O'Lakes Butter teamed up with Plus AI, a Silicon Valley startup, to address peak butter demand for the holidays with the first coast-to-coast freight trip via self-driving truck. The 2,800-mile route from Tulare, California to Quakerstown, Pennsylvania transported 40,000 pounds of butter. AgWeb.com reports the trip was 3 days and there was a safety driver in the cab at all times as the truck successfully navigated through a variety of weather and road conditions. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.